Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Ike Juice Hotline, Kickabin.
The dumbest Eagles fans call all these shows. Only the dumbest Eagle fans call these shows live, and they all sound like idiots. Almighty.
Now, what was that in reference to?
Probably the trade scenarios that you receive where it's like, okay, well, let's take, we'll have Nick Foles and let's package in him with Chris Maragos and somebody that's going to be set to be a free agent, and we'll get the first pick in the draft. You hear those calls from time to time.
My favorite thing about that call is the fact that he says everybody who calls the show is dumb, and then he realizes he called the show, and he goes, live. Like, he has to qualify it.
Yep. Live, yeah. No, it was a good call. Good call. What you got?
Is it just me, or does John Marks not listen to a word anybody else says? And if they do say something, he poo-poos it.
But it's 3 days in a row with the same guy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's the same guy that the first day was that I didn't live in Philadelphia, and obviously, and I hate the Flyers, and then yesterday was the same thing,
right.
And now it's that guy. I listened to what you said, sir. So there you go, you're wrong.
Well, you got a better ear than I do. You picked up on that voice.
Yeah, it's the same voice.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I would say Northeast Philly, probably around the Boulevard, Cotman, Bustleton, something like that.
Wait, can you really tell what street address somebody lives at just by their voice?
Yes.
You really are Philly.
I had a guy that used to call a similar line that I used to run and threaten my life. He used to say that he was gonna cut my head off. And I knew that he was Lower Bucks, Bristol area, and I was right because I met him. He ended up loving me and liking me, and then I met him, and I was dead on. Lower Bucks. I could tell.
All right, let me see if I can get this right. Ike, you don't want LeBron to go to L.A. because that's your squad, and you don't want him to screw it up.
Yep.
But it's okay if he comes to Philadelphia and screws our team up. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe you had too much Ike juice today.
Too much Ike juice?
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for clearing that one up.
Yeah. We pretty much said it, right?
You see, they have billboards out there. They're trying to copycat what we did in Cleveland.
Well, and here's the other thing. I actually want to benefit here from having LeBron James here. Like, the chances of him going there and winning are definitely slimmer, which means he'll dismantle the team and then eventually leave, and they'll be back to square one.
Right.
I think at least coming here, he has a better chance of getting to the finals and winning coming here with the two better young players in Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And I don't think there's anything that he can do to get those guys traded.
Agreed.
Like he can go to L.A. and have Ball and Ingram traded. I don't think he can get Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid traded.
Well, he doesn't want them traded. The reason he would come here is because of them.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So there's your difference. And here's the bigger difference, and probably the biggest one of it all. LeBron is good business. Him being in L.A. doesn't do anything for me here. Him being here in Philadelphia, that's good business for everybody.
And for
We all benefit if LeBron James comes here.
If for people that don't want him, and it's like, would he disrupt the chemistry, whatever else, it's like, here's the thing. If it doesn't work, he will be gone within 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
He will go on somewhere else. They're not going to trade Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. They're going to be here. So you take a shot. Maybe you can even bring somebody else in with LeBron, do a dream team type scenario, but it's going to be a fun build-up to free agency there.
Yeah, like, if he goes to L.A., I'm no longer a fan.
Of the Lakers? You're out?
Out.
You're out. Really? Out. You're out?
Out.
That's
until he's out.
And then you're back.
Yeah, and then I'll be back.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
I got a big grievance here. There's exactly 0.0 inches The guy in front of me at the store got 19 loaves of bread, and I get nothing. I'm not going to have 1,900 pieces of French toast. It's an outrage.
You go to the store last night, Ike? Were you out getting milk and toilet paper and eggs and bread? And
nope.
I didn't either. I went to the store on Sunday, and I stocked up, so we were good with everything else. But, hey, sometimes you got to go out and get the necessities, but you don't.
Wife did.
What's the worst case scenario? That there's 2 feet of snow and you don't have power for a day or two and you can't make it out? You really need to buy 5 loaves of bread?
Yeah.
2 loaves will probably, probably be all right.
That'll suffice. My wife went.
What'd she pick up?
Snacks.
Yeah, you got to make sure you have some food.
Yeah, that's all it was. Snacks. I said snacks.
What kind of snacks you guys have?
Stuff that I don't eat.
Potato chips?
Stuff that she eats and the kids eat.
What do they eat? Chips?
Chips.
Granola bars?
Nah.
Yogurt?
Nah, I don't know. A bunch of stuff that I don't eat. Popcorn, bunch of nonsense.
What do you eat?
Chips.
Bugles, what are you eating over there?
That's munchos.
Oh, the munchos are good.
Yeah, man.
I like a good muncho.
Wait, you're eating munchos and saying that popcorn is nonsense?
Yeah. And I eat popcorn, too.
Well, he's just saying nonsense. In other words, just like...
Yeah, don't tell him. He's slow.
Yeah.
You completely picked up on
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not just missing popcorn. He's saying she went to the store and picked up a bunch of nonsense. She wasn't buying racks of ribs and steaks and all that stuff. Yes. She was getting stuff to eat while you guys are watching...
movies or cartoons or, I don't know, watching the snowfall.
Is that what they... Would your wife watch Channel 3 all day?
They actually... No, hell no. they had a... she's not going to sit up and look at the weather all day, no. She's probably doing schoolwork. Probably she's
grading.
She's a teacher, so her school was closed, but the kids had a half a day.
Right. Oh, they had half a day.
Yeah, they had half a day today.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
So they went to school this morning. They were home by, I'm assuming, 1 o'clock.
One. No, that's not bad. We got.
Yeah, if the Sixers move to New Jersey, one, they better change their name to New Jersey Sixers. Two, I'll never go to another Sixers game ever, ever again. That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of. And I will never go to another game if that's the case.
Yeah. There's some people out there that I believe that gentleman right there.
Mm-hmm.
Something about having the team. Now, I did hear from
but you
some...
you know who would go to the game?
Me?
Everybody that lives in Jersey.
Everybody else that likes the Sixers and likes to see them win.
Yeah, everybody that lives in Jersey will still go to the games.
Am I going to watch... who's one of the... when you think process, who's a player you can pull up?
Oh, your boy, Rocco, had a good night last night.
Yeah, Rocco was on fire. No, a bad Sixer.
Oh, Henry Sims.
Yeah, I'm not going to see Henry Sims playing in Jersey. I'm not going to see him playing in Philly either.
No.
Exactly. You know what I mean? The hell with that. I'll go see Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid play.
Right.
Well, I talked to a trusted source last night that assured me that the Sixers are not moving to New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't think they will either. I think they know they want to keep it over here.
We'll see. We'll see. 888-729-9494. That's the Ike Juice Hotline. Bring it. 215-625-6586. You kind of get the idea of what we're looking for on the Ike Juice Hotline. Could be about the games, whatever you want. You want to rip me? At least come with some original content. This guy keeps saying the same thing every day, but bring it, man.
I enjoy him.
Yeah, bring it. Okay, as long as you don't... I think it's a legal issue if you were to threaten me, because that's the problem I ran into before with the guy that was threatening to kill me. It's like, you can't keep putting that out there, because then if he does, we're liable. But, you know, whatever. We can edit it. 888-729-9494. That's the phone number to call, and we will we'll check in with people on the weather coming out. How's it looking out there? Michael Bennett, now a Philadelphia Eagle, will tell you what he tweeted out.
Let's get Martellus Bennett.
No.
We need a tight end.
No, that's all right. I don't need both of them here. I'm fine with Michael.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.